Tiger Woods hospitalized today in California after his vehicle ran off the road. He's said to have suffered serious injuries, and his car suffered significant damage. No more details available at this time. U.S. home prices surged at the fastest pace in nearly 7 years in December. Home prices climbed 14.4% in Phoenix, 13.6% in Seattle. Prices were rising all over the country. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average back into positive territory after lagging for most of the session. The Dow up 119 points. The NASDAQ is down by 12. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hello, Montgomery. Business owners like you are reinventing and rethinking how to do business. Wow Business is here to help. Now offering 2 months free on super fast business internet when you switch to Wow. Offer details online at switchtowowbusiness.com.
Wow. Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well,
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool. Overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country. Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why these You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. Listen, if you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs, what are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw s***. Personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section, on New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes. And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't around. They whip out the weapons, they wax and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out. First defense, bam, into the colon you go. And speaking of my colon, I want you to know I don't automatically wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, okay? Can you deal with that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them. That's the only time. That's the only... And you know how often that happens? Tops, 2-3 times a week, tops. Maybe a little more frequently over the holidays, you know what I mean? And I'll tell you something else, my well-scrubbed friends. You don't always need a shower every day. Did you know that? It's overkill. Unless you work out or work outdoors or for some reason come in intimate contact with huge amounts of filth and garbage every day, you don't always need a shower. All you really need to do is to wash the 4 key areas. Armpits, crotch, and teeth. Got that? Armpits, crotch, and teeth. In fact, you can save yourself a whole lot of time if you simply use the same brush on all 4 areas.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Lots to talk about this afternoon. David Blackman joining us at 3:35. With a whole new take on January 6th. Don't miss a single minute.
And here they are.
They is me and Rosie Brock. Jeff. Story that's breaking this afternoon. Tiger Woods in a single car crash in L.A. Apparently his vehicle rolled 400 feet down an embankment. That's longer than a football field. And he survived. They had to cut him out with the jaws of life, and he is in surgery now. Apparently, from what we know, he has leg injuries. Man, when you see the vehicle and how far it traveled, it's amazing. I mean, cars are definitely made better and safer to go through that type of a thing, but still, you wonder how anybody could survive it. So, yesterday it was planes dropping their parts from the sky. Miraculously, nobody injured. And we'll keep an eye on the story, too. In fact, apparently Tiger was conscious when the jaws of life arrived on the scene to get him out of that vehicle. So, that's one story that's happening this afternoon. The rest... And we'll talk about this with David Blackman. Apparently, we now have a 7-2 liberal majority on the Supreme Court. They're worthless. There's a headline on ProTrumpNews.com, which is a subsidiary of GatewayPundit.com, and there's Sidney Powell, quote, irrefutable proof is coming. Who cares? Does it matter? Have we not learned that no court is going to take anything that you present seriously and reverse a single thing that happened last November? So why get invested in it emotionally? Nothing's going to change. And I would love to know how it is the media that put Kavanaugh and Barrett through the ringer because they were a threat to their favorite thing, which is abortion. Got to have abortion. I mean, that's just, you know, that is the middle initial of the Democratic platform. And they were just terrified. A Catholic Supreme Court. Oh my God, there goes our favorite thing. Why they're so devout on it, I couldn't tell you. You'd have to ask somebody who could tell you why in their twisted logic it's okay to... The same people, by the way, that would express tremendous outrage if somebody euthanized a puppy. Not that that isn't outrageous, but we're talking human beings. And we kill millions of them every year, much to the satisfaction of the Democratic Party. So, there you go. One thing that we discussed yesterday that's still taking on a little life of its own is the Coca-Cola mandate to be less white. They must be getting some tremendous blowback on this, because about every 20 minutes the company's putting out another... Well, that's really not what we meant. It's a LinkedIn program. They're trying to be inclusive and But I don't think that changes anything. So, as if, and this was, by the way, this was from an internal whistleblower that made this, that brought this to light. Telling their white employees to be less white. Maybe the most, what does that mean even? All these presumptions. You know, who is it? Is it Garland? That jackoff that they want for U.S. Attorney General? Well, I'm going to go after those white supremacists at the Capitol. David Blackman's going to talk to us at 3:35. The story is out there, and we've all known this. And since January 6th, I've called it an aggravated trespassing. There were Ojan provocateurs. There were people who deliberately ignored warnings on crowd size, who let this happen for one reason and one reason only. Whatever the price that had to be paid, this way they could paint Trump's voters as vicious insurrectionists. And so far, that's worked pretty well. But the truth is sort of like a fart under a bedsheet. Eventually, it's going to come out. And when it does, it's not very pleasant. The mother of the Capitol police officer who died, was not killed, said he was not hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. But every media outlet, because they have no conscience and no concerns about accuracy or anything else, they all ran with that story. That some conservative, some Trump voter bludgeoned a police officer. We're the ones that respect the police. In case anybody hadn't noticed. Interesting, too, isn't it? It was less than a year ago that a-hole that's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, when he wasn't weeping uncontrollably next to George Floyd's, we're going to defund the police. We're going to reimagine safety. And now that murder and theft and carjackings and rape and everything else is sky high in Minneapolis, because what do you think criminals are going to do when there's the perception that, hey, we can get away with it? They lost a big chunk of their police force. I think they did defund some of it, but now they just, in the past few days, reallocated another $6.5 million to hire more cops. But who would want to be a cop there? Why would anybody want to be a police officer in a city that basically tried and convicted their cops before all the facts were known? There's so much stupid going on, it's beyond comprehension. This ridiculous COVID relief bill, I think, what's the percentage of monies in that thing? We're talking about almost $2 trillion. I think like 13% of it is actually going to bring relief to individuals with that smaller check than the one Joe promised. I'm sure the media will hold him accountable for that. And money for businesses and paycheck protection and all that kind of stuff. The rest of it is what? Is that the one that's going to, they can send to All right. 320 technology. It's always on our side here at Blue Water. We're going to take a break here at 320 and welcome our buddy Jeff Mallinson from Georgia Floors Direct, the leader of the Merry Band of Floriers. Let's give him the big welcome, Jeff.
Please clap.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm on a roll, Jeff. Hey,
well,
you.
I wanted to ask you a quick question. I know you guys are always in the know politically. And have you all heard of the website TrumpVoterList.org?
No, I have not.
It is a website that is dedicated to exposing everybody who voted for Donald Trump and then turning it in to public officials for retribution of some sort. I mean, it's like Nazi Germany stuff, but I looked it up, and it's a real website. It's TrumpVoterList.org.
Now, I just put it in a browser, Jeff, and it now says this site can't be reached.
Okay, well, I've got it on my phone. I was just looking at it before I called you.
TrumpVoterList.org.
TrumpVoterList.org. It's got a place for you, and they give their mission statement, tells that, you know, it says that we want to keep tyranny from happening, and we want to hold those responsible for electing Donald Trump. We want them to be held accountable. And I'm like, okay, people, do you realize what that is? That is serious.
They keep pushing this, and they're going to push too far at some point.
I pray that you're not correct, but stuff like that. I promise you, if that were on the other side, if there was a group of conservatives,
we'd never hear the end of it. We'd never hear the end of it.
It would be ridiculous. I mean, but again, this is. I pray that people look at this because this is exactly what happened.
I will
exactly
dig into this.
What happened.
I will dig into this. In the meantime, it's easy to put together a Biden voter list. All you got to do is take names down in cemeteries and publish them.
I didn't think about that, but you're exactly right.
I know.
So
many people America were heartbroken when they realized that their grandma and grandpa had become Democrats.
I'll never go see them again. Actually, that's not what I called about. That was just something that my wife and I were traveling back from Atlanta. We had a customer who needed their flooring by tomorrow morning. And, you know, we knew that all my guys were busy and couldn't get it. So we drove over here, picked up a flooring job so it can be done tomorrow morning first thing.
Wow.
And, you know, like you know, we don't do sales. Right. We like to be an everyday low price promise. And we have a written low price promise, which guarantees nobody will beat our pricing. Not the big orange store, not the big yellow store, not any store. We've been on the bypass since 1968 when it was nothing but cow pastures across the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now we are doing a promotion. That's why I called in. I have we're having truckload sales. But we're having a promotion on, we bought truckloads of luxury vinyl plank, of hardwood, of carpet. I've got hardwood starting out as low as $1.75 a square foot.
Wow.
We've got a really good-looking 7-inch wide European oak for $1.98 a square foot. We've got 10 colors of a beautiful birch at $3.29 a square foot. We've got Stainmaster 65-ounce nylon carpet for $1.59 a square foot. We've got luxury vinyl plank that everybody loves. It's huge now, starting out at 99 cents. And we've got the Click Lock 20 mil wear layer luxury vinyl plank for $2.98 a square foot. So come see us, 1965 Eastern Boulevard. Been a flooring destination for over 50 years. Been flooring the river region for over 50 years. And we'd love to help you make your beautiful floor become a reality.
And the best part is it's all Georgia Floors Direct from beginning to the moment the customer is standing on their new flooring with their arms folded proudly across their chest saying, I am glad I went to Georgia Floors Direct.
Yeah.
Not to mention your merry band of floriers over there, too.
Yep. You know, I thought about that. I'm thinking about getting all the guys to wear tights and little hats with little feathers in them. Hey. You know, since you said that, I think we may change our store uniform.
Wow.
Let me know if you do, Jeff, so I can tell everybody about it. It's great to hear from you. One of these days we need to get you into the studio, sit and talk about your D.C. experiences. We'd love to hear more.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. And there's a lot of things that were never, ever reported.
Of course.
In any mainstream news media that I saw, such as the red flare that was shot over the top of the Capitol.
Yeah.
Right at the time that the riot started. So, crazy, crazy.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for supporting this show.
Hey, thank you for taking time to talk to me. Y'all have a lovely, lovely day.
Thanks, Jeff.
That it is. That much we can't change. It is an amazing day. Temperature is in, I think, the low 60s when I did my bike ride today, but it feels like 70 or better.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is one way to find out. While we're listening to traffic, I'll look at my Rich Thomas weather app and get the temperature.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're busy all over the city right now. The most congested spots, East South Boulevard at Baptist and Alpha up to Troy Highway. We have a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange in downtown Montgomery right now. And Atlanta Highway and 231 to Wetumpka, very busy outbound. One disabled vehicle in Prattville on East Main Street at Janet Lane. Watch out for it. One lane is blocked there. Keep it here for traffic updates. If you're looking for a Toyota Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They've got an incredible selection right now. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
All right, we have talked to David Blackman a couple of times since the big freeze in Texas, and he just texted me and said he has some major ERCOT news to share with you in a few minutes.
Wow.
That's the energy organization in Texas, so it must be really juicy if he's sending me a tease. We're going to be talking to him, about 3:35 or so.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
DQ presents how to find meal fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy tastes good.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It is 3:32. I did check, and the Rich Thomas weather app tells me it is 72 degrees. Think about a week ago when we started out the morning with wind chills at -9. David Blackman standing by.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool. Overnight, low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet.
Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? Their delicious grilled chicken salad. And then I don't feel so bad about dessert. I love their New York-style cheesecake as well.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll sit and watching TV in my living room. When I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blade, a massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder, a turbine engine, then a wing flap and a rudder, and then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames, a giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing. And no one knows where they're going. Dodging. engine, pieces of the engine, debris from the cockpit. Then the tail fin comes down, flaming metal, shrapnel shards are raining, smashing, cracking, pieces breaking. What a terrible way of the plane in. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my house. The craziest thing.
I have to paint with a broad brush, but I thought David Blackman, our friend from Texas, who I have seen pictured in a cowboy hat, would know that song. And
no, you haven't.
The man with the 10-gallon brain, the author of DBDailyUpdate.com, David Blackman. Jeb, reach back and give him the big welcome.
Please clap.
I don't even know where to start today, but he sent me a message about ERCOT, and of course that name was made known across the country during Texas's deep freeze. What news have you?
Well, six of these, so there's a 15-member board of directors that governs this awful 501c4 organization's management of Texas Power Grid. Six of them, including the chairman and vice chairman, will be resigning after the board meeting they're having tomorrow. Effective immediately, and what I'm hearing from someone who probably knows is that they were going to be fired anyway. So they're being allowed to resign, basically. So Alabama, you know it before most of Texas does. This just broke into the news media about 30 minutes ago.
Wow.
They're lucky they're not being lined up against the wall.
yeah. It's been pretty ugly down here. By the way, the chairman lives in Michigan.
Great. That's got to make every Texan feel good to know that the person, the chairman of their energy grid, lives, 1,500 miles away.
Right. And the legal counsel they use lives in California, and one of the other board members lives somewhere in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you in the context of everything we're seeing in government everywhere today?
No, not even a little bit.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all, but I guarantee you that their replacements will all be Texans.
they're finally going to wake up to that. That's probably the best way to do it, huh? Let's get how about somebody local?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're only the second biggest of the 57 states. Don't you think we could find some people here with the energy finesse and expertise to, manage our power grid? That would be nice.
Well, you would think so. And out of 28 million people living here, there ought to be 15 who know something about the power grid. So
there's so much to talk about out of your last few blocks. But how about that wreck that Tiger Woods was in?
Oh, my God, yeah. Isn't that awful? I'm hesitant to speculate, but it's a one-car high-speed accident. So,
he rode 400 feet down an embankment.
Yeah, it's awful. It's really scary looking. And his agent put out a tweet a little bit ago saying he had some significant leg injuries, and he already has a very brittle back. Condition, and let's just pray that. That there's nothing going on there as a result of this accident.
Still in surgery, last I checked. I don't even know where to begin with your last several blogs because there's so much good stuff, but let's be realistic. I think we have to accept the fact that we now have a 7-2 liberal majority on the Supreme Court.
Boy, it's just really scary, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, that decision yesterday, not to hear the Pennsylvania case,
yes,
with Barrett and Kavanaugh and Roberts all thinking out, that's incredibly disturbing. That's like the most clear-cut constitutional violation we've seen in decades. And the fact that they won't even hear the case just kind of tells you where these judges are, and it's not in a good place for the American people.
I have to believe that in their legal minds, they know this. My fear is they're being intimidated from within the swamp somehow.
Oh, me too. Yeah, and look, they didn't make any constitutionality ruling yesterday. They just came up with this you know, technicality, their claim is, well, you know, it's not timely. It's not right. Well, when is it going to be right? You know, they said that before the election took place, too. And a month after the election happened. And now they're, you know, 3 months later, we're saying it again. So when is it ever right to hear the most clear-cut violation of the Constitution any of us have ever seen?
Yeah.
It's just bizarro. It's like living in an alternate universe.
So when I see a headline featuring Sidney Powell saying, irrefutable evidence, how can I get excited about that?
Well, you can't. You can't, and you shouldn't. I mean, nothing's going to happen because the Supreme Court is obviously not going to let it happen, and these three conservatives are a big part of the problem, and they're obviously not really conservatives, not really constitutional strict constructionists.
I wonder if and when Donald Trump is going to have something to say about this. I'm getting various reads on what he might be planning, what he might be up to.
Well, he's speaking at CPAC when? Saturday?
Yes.
Or Friday?
I think it's Saturday.
I assume he will make mention of this Saturday since two of the turncoat justices are his appointees.
Right.
So he certainly has some explaining to do there, I guess. But, I'm like you. I suspect these people have been compromised, threatened in some way. And or bribed or whatever it is, but you know, there's nothing in any of their background that would give you any belief that they would rule in so clearly an unconstitutional manner on a case like that. It's just crazy.
Let's move to a lighter topic on the bad rap that baby boomers get. Now, I write for a magazine called Boom. That's our target audience, and I agree on the bad rap, but give us some context on your piece yesterday.
Well, you know, Larry Schreiker wrote that piece, and I thought it was really good. And, you know, he's just saying that and of course, I think, I'll be honest with you, though, Greg, don't you think this happens to every generation as they age? You know, I remember my generation making fun of my parents' generation, and
sure.
I'm sure they made fun of the greatest generation, and you know, I think it's just kind of a natural progression of how things go that as a generation ages, their children and grandchildren kind of, you know, consider you less and less relevant over time and make fun of you for not keeping up with current trends and then try to blame you for all the ills in society, right,
yeah.
That may or may not be your doing. You know, I mean, I do think our generation, frankly, has left a lot to be desired. Not especially proud of some of the things we've done, saddling our kids and grandkids with all this debt, chief among them.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, our generation is also been responsible for some incredible advances in society. And think of just the advancement in the incredible reduction in global poverty that happened as our generation was in leadership around the world. You know, global poverty rate has been cut by 80% since 1991. I mean, that's an incredible achievement that nobody ever talks about. You know, and we've made all these advancements in computer technology and all these other technologies that have just advanced at such a rapid rate. All that's happened. Bill Gates is a baby boomer, folks. You know, all these tech leaders and CEOs, visionaries, you know, and we can say what we want to about Bill Gates otherwise, but all of these visionaries in the tech world are baby boomers. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be proud of here that our generation doesn't really get much credit for, and so I was glad Larry sent me that piece over since I hadn't thought to write anything like that.
Well, I don't have a piece like Larry's that you can publish. I did write my column for March, and it's all about getting back into bicycling as I go, as I re-enter. The circle of life is taking me back to childhood. We got to take a quick break here at 3:45. We'll come back. We just got off the phone, by the way, with a gentleman named Jeff Mallinson, who was at the D.C. aggravated trespassing, which is my term for it.
Yeah.
On January 6th, and he had brought up the fact that nobody in the media or anywhere else has mentioned the flare that he watched, he eyewitnessed, shot over the Capitol Dome that was at the very beginning of the trouble. And we've seen a lot of these media perpetuated lies collapse. Today there was an item, the mother of Officer Sicknick, who died, said, no, he was not hit in the head with a fire extinguisher.
No, died from a stroke in all likelihood, although we still don't know for sure. And it was several days later, wasn't it? I mean, it was like 6 days later.
Yeah, the media, though, that didn't stop them from blaming everything.
No, I mean, the New York Times put out the fake story, and every other media outlet in the country copied it and went with it.
But
the New York Times started that fake story.
As they do most of them, unfortunately. Yeah. David, hang on. We'll be back to you in just a second. I know this about inflation. I had a long chat with Brant McDonald today. We're talking about a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, you've heard him use the I word, inflation, which is a natural byproduct of the business being done in D.C. What that means, too, is that mortgage interest rates are likely to start climbing back up. So the sooner you act on a refi, if you haven't at least called Morris Capuano at 409-9300 to see the difference today's rate might make against the one you're paying, you need to do it because it could be substantial. And when they start climbing, that's less and less of a benefit to you as a homeowner. Money you can perhaps take out and invest into your home, maybe add something you've thought about doing, or accelerating your mortgage to a 15-year from a 30, paying a little more per month, but not that much because the interest rates are so low on the principal balance that you refinance, it'll still be affordable. There's lots of options, but they are not going to land in your lap. Just pick up the phone and call Morris, who's been doing this for so many years and knows his way through this better than anybody. And with Renaissance Bank, for those of you who are looking to buy, even for the first time, perfect guy to do it. Perfectly temperamentally suited to lead you through the exciting process of home ownership, knowing that you, for less per month, can own than what you're paying to rent for a smaller place, no yard, and all the other benefits that come with, so-called benefits that come with renting. 409-9300, Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. Back to David in a minute.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Attention, getting news sounder, please.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Fox News is going all Tiger all the time. Tiger Woods involved in a serious single car wreck today, and that's all they're showing right now. And I mention that because David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com, our buddy from Texas, the man with a 10-gallon brain.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. How about this effort by some Democrats pressuring cable companies, satellite companies, to stop carrying Fox and Newsmax and One American News Network?
Yeah, I mean, that's totalitarianism in the making, isn't it? I mean, that's what Nazis did in Germany in the 1930s. It's what Stalin did in Russia. It's what authoritarian / totalitarian governments do. And, of course, that's the impulse we see from the majority of the Democrat Party right now is basically communism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not really any surprise. I guess we just kind of have to hope that the cable and satellite people don't respond well to it. But they're also afraid of their own shadows. I mean, these corporation leaders we have in this country are the most spineless class of people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Coca-Cola thing.
Oh, God, I was just going
to... Training your employees to be less white.
I've been practicing. How are you doing with that less white thing?
I'm sorry. My pigmentation won't let me do that. You know, it just is what it is.
Yes, these lefties seem to forget that we didn't get a vote in our skin color any more than anybody else did. You know, we are what we
right.
are.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and the culture is the culture, right? And so... And frankly, there's no reason to be ashamed of being white. There's no reason to be ashamed of being black or brown or any other color, for crying out loud.
I thought that was the point.
Yeah, but that whole training session is telling white people they should be ashamed of being white. And that is, that's dangerous and tragic.
And racist.
Yeah.
And incredibly racist, the most racist thing I've ever seen of it.
But
it's a bunch of Democrats doing it. You know, they invented the Klan, so why does that surprise you?
Yeah, you know, so I saw a, there's been a million memes on Coca-Cola, and I will admit they're, most of them are very funny, but one was a picture of a promotional billboard for a Klan meeting brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company. This is in the mid-30s. It was not photoshopped. It was an actual I think.
Oh,
it was
I wish I had that.
I'm
oh,
going to try and find
it. I got to go find that.
I've got a thread of Coca-Cola. I mean, you know, the polar bears are being fired because they can't be any whiter than they are right now. poor things, like they have some choice. I thought everybody loved the polar bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's
yeah.
A
what's wrong with polar bear?
You know, the only place I can get the truth anymore is the Babylon Bee. They got a picture here. United Airlines unveils new environmentally friendly single engine Boeing 777. They're just it's the last place where humor without shame survives.
Well, the shame is though that a writer for Saturday Night Live saw that they wouldn't get it.
No, no, they know how to make anti-Semitic jokes about Israel though.
Sure, sure, but they don't understand actual humor anymore. It's pathetic.
We got to wrap up with the most recent blog on the must-read, and I posted it on my page, so you can go straight to Greg Goodell on Facebook to take a look. What's coming out on the Capitol riot?
Yeah, I guess if I was a good self-promoter, I'd tell people that my stuff is must-reading, but this is, you know, I seem to always find something better to make my daily required reading, and this is an eyewitness who is a senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Policy Security Policy. Michael Waller is his name. Was there at the rally, saw everything happen in real time. Has published about a 3,000 word long piece at thefederalist.com today. It's titled "Eyewitness to Provocateurs at the January 6th Capitol Riot." Everyone should read it. It lays out exactly what many of us have been speculating since it happened, that this was a false flag event that was organized well in advance, highly organized, and you had several different groups of planted people in that crowd of Trump supporters making sure everything happened on cue. And it's a really terrific read, and I think if you want to really understand what happened on January 6th, you need to read it. You'll be a lot better informed than you're ever going to get from the news media.
Well, as usual, the bus to the end of our conversation pulls in way too fast, because we could go for another hour very easily. We just get to scratch the surface, for crying out loud. But we thank you. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, you know, you point to something that's got, you know, that must-read thing. But that's how I found you. That's why I started telling people. You must read David Blackman and dbdailyupdate.com if you want
to. And I appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. And next comes the podcast and all the other great things that we're going to accomplish in the future.
I'll tell you one consequence of you promoting me has been that I have more Facebook friends from Alabama than anyone who ever came from the city of Beeville, Texas.
Well, I am so glad to know that.
I bet half my Facebook friends are from Alabama now.
Well, folks love you, man. I get to hear from them all the time. So, barring some unforeseen circumstance, will we talk Saturday morning?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So appreciate your time, David. Take care. Have a great night. And is it warmer there finally?
Oh, man, it's 80 degrees outside, but we got this wind going. I was outside a little bit ago and saw shingles on my roof about to fly off in this wind. So
I've
got to get a roofing guy out here to take care of that here.
Well, if you lived here, I have great connections, but I don't down there. David, take care, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
3:58. All right, we've got traffic. Our new news service at the top of the hour.
That's great.
Yeah, no, we're still working with a couple of little technical glitches, but it should, everybody listening, for over a year, when it became obvious that Fox News had taken a left turn, you wanted them gone. And our credit to the boss, Rick Peters, for listening and taking the actions. It's not something you can do in an instant. Worked very hard, our friend Alan and Tom Jones and everybody on the technical side. A lot of work went into making this transition. So we appreciate all of it, and we appreciate you for caring enough to let us know.
Traffic is brought to you by James G. Murphy Company, presenting a huge online auction underway now. While the